Good morning. We are back. Thursday, February 18th, just in case we confused you early in the show about what day it was. I confuse myself sometimes. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com, where we are...
living our faith.
Here on your morning tradition. Still to come this morning, a really kind of an interesting little story about a school in Ireland.
Yeah.
Just full of twins, and they didn't mean to be. They just are. A lot of twins in that area. Something in the water? I don't know. We'll find out. That's coming up. Also, just on the radar screen for you, Fulton Friday coming up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be tomorrow. Also, we'll have some more with Father John Jenkins from Nigeria and about the mission there. On Monday, Lori Payne, our correspondent in Topeka, Kansas, at the Religious Freedom Rally in the Capitol the other day. Yesterday it was.
Yes.
And she's going to file her report on Monday. We'll find out. Just, you know, she was privileged to be involved in, observing some legislative sessions. She said it's pretty interesting information she was able to get.
And we're going to pass it on to you.
That will be on Monday. It's part of your morning tradition. But right now, we'll continue on talking with John and Winnie Gorman. John and Winnie Gorman of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. A miraculous story, not approved miraculous or anything like that, but you gotta believe that when the doctors give up, learned doctors say, young man, people don't wake up from this.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating brain injury, falling out of a tree. If you're just joining us, a 10-year-old boy fell out, Johnny, out of a 30-foot tree. I mean, 30-foot fall out of the tree, lands on his head.
Yeah.
And the swelling in the brain, and I mean, just on and on. He goes into a coma.
Everything about it.
The injury that happened, I mean, you can imagine. A cracked skull.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors said that you just don't recover from this. The family did not. John and Winnie Gorman, good Catholics, the
mm-hmm.
whole family
mm-hmm.
did not give up hope. And in fact, asked for the intercession of Blessed John Leachy. I thought it was a saint. Not quite a saint yet.
Right.
Found out there was a relic in...
St. Mary's,
Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
In that big room they have there.
Reliquary. Mm-hmm.
And called Father Novak. Father Novak said, you know what? I'm bringing the relic to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pick that up, the story up now, and let John and Winnie Gorman talk about what went on with their son. In the coma, wakes up saying the Our Father and Hail Mary.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. But I got to say, Winnie, now that we're back here, Winnie, I wanted to, I had never heard of Blessed John Leachy before.
Yes, and neither did Father Kevin Novak. He said, I really, when I talked to him the other day, he said, I really had never heard of him before until my brother-in-law called him.
Wow.
And the night Johnny fell, when they done the MRI, it was like maybe 4 hours after his fall. He was, the doctor's come in to give us an update and tell us everything that was going on with him. And he said he's got a significant brain swelling in all this. And where he fractured his skull was in the back of his head, like right where the core of his spinal cord is.
Mm.
And he had been leaking spinal fluid out his ear.
Oh.
And he was... because of where the injury was, they couldn't do no sort of operation to release the swelling, to relieve the swelling on his brain. And they said, you know, if they don't get it under control, then his fracture it was pressing into his spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't understand it. I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, basically, he's not going to make it.
Mm.
And so, I mean, that just goes to show you it was all in God's hands.
Yes.
It was all up to Jesus. It was it was live or die. That was it. There was nothing we could do for them.
And I can't imagine as a mother what you were going through. And of course, you hit your knees. Joan, let me ask you real quick. You were there when Johnny fell, and you rushed to his side. And what was going through your mind at the time when you first saw after the fall?
Oh, panic.
Panic. Yeah.
I mean. I was just standing there talking to a friend of mine, and his little boy came running over and told me, he said, Johnny's fell from a tree. I thought he said he was falling from a tree. Mm-hmm. So all I could picture in my brain, he was hanging from a branch. But this kid is just sobbing and crying, so I knew something was wrong. So I started to run, and I ran over there, and it was so dark. I said, where's he at, Pat? Where's he at? The kid said, he's back this way. I passed right by him. It was that dark.
Oh,
wow.
And he was just laying there lifeless, you know. Mm-hmm. His body was all twisted, and his head was kind of tilted to the side, and he was bleeding out his nose. And normally, I was telling the story before to some of my relatives, and you're probably not supposed to pick them up, you know, somebody
right.
injures like that.
Right.
You could damage them further. But at the time, actually, the only first thing I thought was pick them up, so I grabbed him. I picked him up with both my arms. And Johnny's, what, about maybe 980 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
And he felt like he was like 3 pounds.
Oh.
And he just dangling over. There was nothing there, so I just started screaming to her. And I carried him about probably 400 feet and then set him in the grass. And my father was actually there as well. And he came out. And between he was working on him and I was working on him. And he had, had food coming out of his mouth from when he had ate dinner that evening.
Mm.
My father was digging it out of his mouth because he was choking on his own blood. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And we rolled him on the side because we had 911. Another cousin of mine had 911 on the line. He said, rotate him. And between me and my father and another cousin was giving him mouth to mouth, and none of us know CPR, but we were just doing what we could do at the moment, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we got him to breathe. He was just like wheezing real bad and real high-pitched wheeze, but his eyes were still shut. And we told 911 he's breathing. They said, just stay with that, just hold him steady. And like Winnie said, she came running out, and she wouldn't come within 100 feet, and she just dropped to her knees and started praying.
Yeah.
And, it was probably the most terrifying thing I've ever been through in my entire life.
I would think. And so you obviously are you come from your whole family is a good, devout, it sounds like, Catholic family. Everyone's prayers coming to their side. And so now, this was last April, correct?
Yeah, it was April 1st of 15 when it happened.
All right, so we're coming up on a year here fairly soon. Where have things gone in the meantime? How have things progressed? How is Johnny today?
When he started to do better in the hospital, he had to learn how to walk and talk. And, he talked kind of like a robot at first,
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to learn how to use his fine motor skills and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All again, and then
had to learn how to eat,
and
it
was very, very, we didn't know which way it was going, but like Winnie said, we didn't lose faith, we didn't lose hope.
Yeah.
And we've done, I think we was in the hospital a total of 52 or 3 days, and I think me and Winnie went home like 3 days out of the 52, we was in the hospital.
Hmm.
And you gotta imagine how tough it was on her. She's like 5-6 months pregnant.
Wow. Yes.
And he done probably 60 days of outpatient therapy, and he done real well.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a real good team around him. And once they discharged him from there, he was, first we would take him home. We took him home. He would have a gait belt. We'd have to hold him up. And then he started to be able to walk on his own. He was still wobbling, and he was unstable,
Right.
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 But I guess towards the fall, like October, is where we could see when school had started. It was probably 3 weeks or 4 weeks into the school season.
Mm-hmm.
We kept him out until he finished his therapy. And when he finished his therapy, we put him in. And from then till now, it's amazing. He's like he was before.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And does he have headaches? Does he have a memory or anything of that day?
He remembers all the way up until about 20 minutes before the accident. And that's it. Well, probably about 10 minutes before the accident. He was in my yard and he tripped and fell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he thinks that's how he hurt his head. He don't remember climbing the tree. He don't remember none of that.
Right.
Oh.
But he went into the outpatient therapy, and the nurse in there come over and got me, and she said, "We need to talk about Johnny's history for medical history." So I said, "Okay." So we walked into a room and was talking, and she had a piece of paper in front of her, and she said, "How many seizures did Johnny take?" And I said, he never took none. He never took none. And I said, no. Oh, how many operations did he have? And I said, he didn't have none. He didn't have no operations. I said, uh-uh. She said, what kind of medication is he on? And I said, he's not on none.
Oh, my God.
And she took the paper, and she slammed it down, and she said, you're telling me that this kid, with the injury that he had, he's had none of these. And I said, nope, that is good. Mm. You know?
Yes.
None of that. He had no seizures. He had, the only thing he was on was Lovenox for the blood, for the vein, where they thought that it might have clotted. It was blood thinner.
Yeah.
And other than that, he was on no medication. He was on nothing. There were kids in the hospital with him that had injuries, like, probably 2 weeks before Johnny. And they left the hospital 2 days before Johnny in wheelchairs and with a feeding tube and not being able to use the restroom on their own or nothing. And Johnny went out of that hospital.
Wow.
So, I mean, the night the doctor said that he wasn't going to live, I said to him, he will live. He may not walk out of his ICU room, but he will walk out of this hospital. And 52 days later, he walked out of the hospital.
Wow.
They were amazed.
It is amazing. It's a wonderful story. So today he's back in school. He's doing his studies. Is he in any sports?
Just because doctor's order, they don't want him to have no kind of contact.
That would make sense.
But he wants to.
Yeah, I bet.
He wants to do it all. He's perfectly normal. Everything about him. Everything. He remembered. My fear was that he wasn't going to remember I was pregnant and wasn't going to remember that I was having a baby just because it was so soon to me being pregnant was so soon to him. I knew he would remember all these siblings.
Right.
At least I thought he was going to. But my fear was that he wasn't going to remember I was pregnant. And he remembered. He remembered what we talked about, naming the baby. He remembered everything.
By the way, what did you end up having?
A boy.
A boy. Congratulations, by the way.
Yes. Thank you.
What a great story. This is inspirational. This is, I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, have you been in contact with anyone about officially looking into this? Or, I mean, have you been able to tell your story? I mean, you're telling it here, I mean, to the world, but have you been able to talk personally?
We have not. The only one I told was Father Kevin because I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where to go to with it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, this is...
It's a testimony to the saints, really.
And to your faith.
And the blessed, and the faith of the people.
Yeah, your faith, your family's faith. Well, God bless you. And we're so happy that you shared your story with us. And it's inspirational to those folks who sometimes struggle themselves. And maybe they haven't even had a near tragedy, you know, like yours. Just your story is inspirational to them. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Well, God bless you both, and thank you so much for your time. And we'll continue to pray for you, and stay in touch. I'm interested to find out. And I know Johnny is off with his friends today, but you know, if you ever get a chance, we'd love to talk to him and tell him we said hi.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us and wanting to share.
Fantastic.
Our story.
All right. Thank you both.
God bless you.
Joe and Winifred Gorman in Texas. God bless you guys. Take care, huh?
God bless.
An amazing story.
It is.
And an inspiring story and a nice outcome. We have pictures of the family at our blog at magnificatmedia.com. You look at that young man, he's like, he's ready to go play ball.
Yeah.
I would be so... I know you would as a mother. Okay, Mom, can I ride my bike? No, you fell out of a tree 30 feet. Are you kidding me? You cracked your skull. You're not riding a bike.
Well, no, I probably would let him.
I could
see. There would be a process for sure.
Mom, can I go run with the dog? Yeah, hang on. Make sure you put your bubble wrap suit on.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Helmet.
What a great outcome. Well,
yeah.
And an interesting story about the relic. Coming back here in just a minute, I have a story for you. If you have twins or triplets in your family, you'll like this one. You'll like it even if you don't. Mike and Lisa Austin, Magnificat Radio here at MagnificatMedia.com. It's your morning tradition for Thursday morning is where we are.
Living our faith.
And welcome back to your morning tradition. And hopefully it is. Or an afternoon tradition, whenever you listen, make us part of your family. Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com, where we are
living our faith.
And when I say make us part of your family, I don't mean you have to write us into the will or anything like that. Although, you can. 501c3 Corporation.
This is true.
You could do it.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
There you go. So, our thanks to, and I have to apologize again, Lisa.
Yeah, what'd you do now, Mike?
I called Joe Gorman John, because I was thinking of his son Johnny, and I called him John. And he didn't correct me, but his name is Joe Gorman. Joe and Winnie Gorman. And their miraculous story there. We thank them for sharing that.
You're having a couple of rough days.
I am. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I catch a cold or something here. Coming up
going around.
In the next few days, Monday, we'll have Lori Payne on with us. She went to Topeka, Kansas to the Religious Freedom Rally there yesterday, and she's going to give us a report of what happened there, what that was all about, and where do we go from here, and things like that. That's on Monday, among other things. Tomorrow will be a Fulton Friday. Tomorrow we will have Father John Jenkins on with us from Nigeria. Things we're working on for you next week. I'm thinking we might want to call Mr. Garrison. A couple of things he might be interested in chatting about. It's kind of fun. As we get a little closer and deeper into Lent, we're adding a little more Lenten music, right?
Yes.
A couple more of those things. And we'll have Our Lady's Daily Office coming up. It's coming. Just got to find time to
put it in.
Produce that thing. Right now, though, they say twins runs in families.
Yes.
Has that ever been proven?
Yes.
It really?
Yes. It skips a generation.
Like if it's in a DNA. You're saying there is a paper somewhere written about that. Or you're just saying that's what you've heard.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Lisa's done some research. Okay. This I thought was kind of interesting, though. There is a school in Dublin, Ireland. Oi, Dublin, Ireland. Hello. When is St. Patrick's Day, by the way? That's March, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Divine World National School. I have no idea what if it's a Catholic thing or not. 470 pupils in that school.
Okay.
Nice little school.
Yeah, good size.
15 sets of twins.
Oh, wow.
Imagine, and one set of triplets.
Neat.
Just for good measure. Throw in some just for good measure, we throw in some triplets. That's a terrible Irish accent.
Yeah, it was.
Students at the primary school decided to do a count after hearing of a Norwegian school that boasted 9 sets of twins.
Wow.
They're Irish. They're not going to be outdone. Oh, you can't do that. Ireland has reported a baby boom lately.
Ah, great.
In the past 10 years includes an increase in multiple births.
Interesting.
So that they're thinking that's why. It's not just necessarily just this area, but all over Ireland.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. 15 sets of twins, though, out of 470 kids.
So possibly there's something in the water?
Maybe, but can you imagine being a teacher at that school? I would go insane trying to figure out who's who.
Yeah.
And what do you do when they start? Well, I don't know if this is a primary school or what. Oh, yeah, it's a primary school. Okay. So they're not quite dating or anything yet. Can you imagine that, though?
No.
These two and then those two. Who's who? What's what here? I'd make them wear name tags.
Well, sometimes it's not all that bad. I mean, sometimes you can tell the twins apart.
Right.
They have little nuances.
Right. But like one should wear plaid and the other one wear green or something. I don't know.
That would help you, wouldn't it?
It would. Or just even be like, if I'm a teacher there, if I'm the headmaster, as you see me approach and your twin brothers, don't mess with me because I will send you to the office, but head it off at the pass so I'm not embarrassed and just say, good morning, Mr. Austin. I'm Timmy. And just tell me your name up front before I even ask.
Oh, I see.
Hi, Mr. Austin. Timmy here. I'm the one on the left.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. So, twins. I just thought that was an interesting little story.
It is an interesting story.
Our thanks to Stephen Cox for all of his efforts this morning. And remember, later on today, being Thursday,
yes,
you know what day it is.
Yes, I know.
Today is Louis Tafari Day.
Learning about the Roman liturgy.
Coming up when?
At 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 10 p.m. today.
And again on Saturday, the replay will be at 10 a.m.
That's correct.
And tomorrow will be Church and State Day with our own Stephen Cox. So our thanks to you for being part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Thanks to the Gormans for sharing their story. Joe and Winnie Gorman, you can go to magnificatmedia.com. You can see the photos in the blog there. And see what that was all about. It's amazing.
Oh, it is.
I mean, you look at that picture, you go like, you'd never know.
It's a miracle.
Boy, did it fall.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed John Lichi, L-I-C-C-I. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. A relic right there next to him. All right, well.
He was an amazing person.
We are going to get out of your hair. Magnificat Radio here at MagnificatMedia.com. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Here in your morning tradition, where we are.
Living our faith.